Welcome to Boundless B, the Hemophilia B podcast, brought to you by the Coalition for Hemophilia B in partnership with Balancing Life's Issues. In this episode, we're joined by Wendy Wollner, CEO of Balancing Life's Issues and advocate for the hemophilia community. Wendy's commitment is deeply personal, as her father was living with hemophilia. In this episode, Wendy will speak about the importance of accountability, showing up every single day for yourself and one another.
Hi, I'm Wendy Wollner. I'm the CEO of Balancing Life's Issues, and I want to thank you for clicking and stopping by. Maybe I've had the pleasure of meeting you at some of the symposiums and some of the camps and all the wonderful functions that I've been involved in for the past 11 years. So 12 years ago, my father unfortunately died at the age of 81, and he was part of your community. He had a factor VIII deficiency diagnosed in his 60s. And I wasn't lucky enough to know about this community until after he passed away. But every time I get the opportunity to visit you, I feel a warmth and a connection. So I want to thank you for that. I wanted to talk to you about a topic that's really important to me, and that is just showing up and I don't know, we call it over here at BLI accountability, right? About really, truly living your truth and about really learning what accountability means and how important it is, and especially to this community. You know, if we define accountability, it's this willingness to accept responsibility for ourselves and for others, right? I want to think about that for a minute. It means I'm going to do what I say. And it doesn't say some of the time. It means all of the time, no matter what. And I just can't stress to you enough that being part of this community and showing up when you say you're going to show up and being there and being in that right state of mind is incredibly important for you, but also for the community. You know, when I show up at something and someone has told me they're going to be there and they're not there, I think you've probably all had that experience where it can be almost devastating. And so we want to really remind ourselves that when we say we're going to do something, we do it. And when we don't, we actually crack our foundation. The other interesting thing is, for some of you who are parents, I'm a mom. My kids are grown now. But it's pretty interesting to me because accountability has a first cousin. And its first cousin is reliability. Right? They're like they know. Wendy says she's going to do it. They don't even blink an eye. Yep, Wendy's going to do it. That's my brand. My brand is I absolutely keep my word. And I know a lot of us don't think about accountability and our word going together, but they do. I'm a NutriBullet person. So if we take out our NutriBullet in the morning and make our juice, look at it this way. We put a lot of reliability in. We put some trust in. We put some credibility in. And then we just put in some real, true, genuine integrity. And we hit blend. And that's what we get. So if you say it, you do it. And there is no matter what. Think about that you are setting an example for everyone along the way. And this community, this special community, deserves it, but it demands it. I know that all of us appreciate the hard work that goes into the symposiums and the conferences and the camps and the websites and even these podcasts. And it's interesting because some people will say, wow, you're being really tough, Wendy. I am, because it's what holds us connected as human beings is I need to depend on you. I need to know I can count on you. I need to show up. And the last thing I want to say, and I so appreciate you listening to me and thinking about this is, you know, we don't feel better when we don't do this, right? So what kicks in is this, as an emotional intelligence expert, is disappointment, right? When we don't do what we say we're going to do, we disappoint ourselves and everyone else. And so that has a really negative effect. And it has a negative effect on our health. Maybe we overeat or overdrink or overindulge because we're disappointed. So the flip side of lack of accountability and lack of responsibility and lack of trust is really disappointment. And ultimately, it can actually destroy a relationship and it can destroy programs. We need you to show up. We need to hear from you. We need your feedback. We need to get your comments on this podcast. And I am not in any form or fashion saying to you that this is anything that's easy. You know, I live in the New York area, and sometimes I'll go to really tough commute places. And I don't double my commute anymore. I've learned to triple it. Commuting is horrific. And I can't say, oh, you know, my goodness, I meant to be here on time, but there was traffic. Well, I'm in New York. Of course there's traffic. That's part of it. That's part of accountability, is what do I need to do to remove any excuses from making me be where I need to be, to do what I say I'm going to do? Is it triple your commute? Is it share with the family? Is it to change your family values so that maybe it's as, and I don't want to say simple because it's not simple, but not having children be late to a school bus, being accountable for themselves. That's what we're doing. We're creating responsible adults that are accountable for themselves, that are responsible for themselves. And by doing that, we're creating a better and better community. And that's my goal. My goal is that if we all in this incredibly important, compassionate, caring world that you're in, create a world where we can depend upon each other. And we never have to think, well, Wendy said it, but you know, like the last few times she didn't show up and now I'm like worried. Like, is she gonna actually do that? No, you know, Wendy's got this. I can count on that. So I invite you to think about ways you can continue being accountable and responsible. And I invite us to take advantage of all the amazing opportunities that are available for us in this world. And mostly I want to thank you for your comments and being part of an incredibly special place and community. And I want it to continue to thrive and help one another. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by the Coalition for Hemophilia B in partnership with Balancing Life's Issues. For more information, please visit hemob.org. That's hemob.org. Until next time.